It's the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Representative Mark Pocan on the line now to discuss Democrats' COVID relief legislation and the Equality Act that has passed the House, sweeping legislation protecting people from being discriminated upon based on sexual orientation or gender identity. What do you think of the Equality Act? Where do you stand on a stimulus package and what President Biden is proposing? $1.9 trillion in relief. It's 800-642-1234. Mark Pocan is a Democratic U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. Representative Pocan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Kate. Glad to be here.
Well, we'll start first with the $1.9 trillion package and then move to the Equality Act. So Biden's COVID relief could set in motion a third stimulus check for up to $1,400. Are stimulus checks the answer for reviving our economy?
You know, I think it's the package that's out there. You know, we needed to do a lot more last year. We passed a bill back in May, the HEROES Act, and then nothing happened in the Senate until late in the fall. And, you know, that was a lot of time lost when the economy needed help. And because of that, we're still going to be struggling as we're getting the vaccines out. So I do think that both the recovery checks, the support for small business, the support for frontline workers, the ability to get the vaccine out, the protection for renters, I mean, all the components are what we need so that we can actually get our heads back up from under COVID-19. It's essential the vaccines get out, but it's also essential that we get the economy coming back as we're doing that.
Well, specifically on the vaccine front, how would this package fix the issue of vaccine shortages that we're seeing around the country and here in Wisconsin?
Well, much of the shortages we have now found out have happened because of the last presidential administration. They had no plan for distribution. They had no reserve plan. And, you know, much of the production had to start kind of from scratch. But the good news is in a couple weeks, that should largely be taken care of. But you still have to provide the resources to local and state government, who are really in many ways are providing much of the vaccines and the support to people who need that. So, you know, there's a lot that has to happen, a lot of moving pieces. This bill covers those moving pieces, and I am fully convinced that this will pass through the House and the Senate in some form in the next several weeks. We have to get it out by mid-March because that's when the unemployment extra assistance runs out, and I think that's also crucial to our recovery.
March 14th, yeah. The Senate's top rule enforcer, the parliamentarian, said the $15 an hour minimum wage increase could not be included in the COVID relief bill. Do you expect that House Democrats will drop the wage hike from your version of the bill?
No, because it shouldn't be. I think one of the sillier things and one of the reasons that I don't fully love the Senate and how it operates is because of silly things like the 60-vote rule they have and things like this, where a parliamentarian, an unelected individual, can decide if something is more fiscal or not. That's very arbitrary. They're not elected by the people. So, you know, if I was the senators, I would overrule that. I would take a vote and say no. People who are hurting the most are those who are on the lowest end of the wage scale. We have to do this to help those folks through COVID relief and to help stimulate the economy. And, you know, I would move ahead. But the Senate operates under very different rules at a very different pace. And, you know, we're not going to make the mistake that the Senate appears to be making with an individual deciding this who's unelected. So we're moving forward today. And by the end of today, we will have sent the bill to the Senate.
We're talking with Congressman Mark Pocan about the $1.9 trillion relief package. He's a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District. You can join in with your questions about the package, 800-642-1234. Dan is joining us from Frankville. Hi, Dan. Go ahead.
Howdy. I think that we're past the point of the economy coming back. The banks, since 2008, the banks have basically been insolvent. They probably shouldn't have been bailed out because all the money that's been put into them, they got all the derivatives on the books and stuff like that. Deutsche Bank is sort of failing right now, but we need a WPA so we know what's happened in the past. And so what we need is a jobs program because the private market is not going to back us up. All the jobs have moved overseas, and this giving out free money is, I mean, it might work short term, but all we're going to do is we're going to start seeing inflation and the jobs are not coming back.
Dan, thanks. Representative, we need a massive jobs program in America.
You know, Dan's right, and that can happen in two ways. The next big package will likely be an infrastructure package that will create good family-supporting jobs and fix our desperately needed infrastructure. So that, I think, will be the very next larger package you'll see if you go through Congress. But, you know, he's right. There's things we need to do to bring jobs back to the United States. I think what we learned from the COVID crisis was, you know, many of our medicines, many of our PPE, many of everything is made overseas because, unfortunately, corporations decided paying people pennies on the dollar was more profitable. But at the end, that's a security risk for the United States in many areas. So I think that's another area many of us are talking about, how we can best incentivize those jobs to be able to come back. Obviously, they're not all going to come back. But he makes some very solid points about having this done in a more comprehensive structural way.
What about schools? Many schools in Wisconsin are preparing to go back to the classroom. Last month, President Biden supported providing K-12 schools and colleges $170 billion to safely reopen. Does the House agree with that amount for education?
Well, what we have said is we want to also have our schools reopen, but we want to do it safely. And that's why this bill, the $1.9 trillion, is so important, because it gives a lot of money to schools to be able to do some of the ventilation things they need to do, some of the other protections they need to have in place so that you can reopen schools safely. So, again, the good news is I think this bill will be passed in a matter of weeks and we can start getting those resources out. But everyone wants to see us restore to normal, but we have to do it safely, and we can't put our teachers and custodial staff and others at risk. And that's why these dollars are so important.
The Equality Act. The House yesterday approved the Equality Act, which is meant to prevent businesses from discriminating against people based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Does it go far enough? Is this bill enough to protect LGBTQ Americans?
Well, you know, the good news, Kate, is 83%, I believe, is the number of people, percent of the people in the United States support this. So the good news is we have seen amazing progress in what has been an area where people have been discriminated against for far too long. The Equality Act at least makes sure that under the law, we wouldn't have people being discriminated against, and we passed it out of the House yesterday. What's odd, though, is because the Republican Party in Congress now has this QAnon vibe. You know, the Tea Party now are the moderates, which is a pretty scary thought. And the Republican Party is in a civil war. They don't quite know how to behave like a political party again. So there was a lot of strange rhetoric. There was a lot of moves to adjourn. There was a lot of Q-ness going on that unfortunately shouldn't have tainted something that has wide popular public support and is needed legally to make sure there's not discrimination.
Let's look at that a little closer. Your Republican colleague Mike Johnson of Louisiana called the Equality Act dangerous and an attack on religious liberty. Is this an attack on religion?
That's where the idiocy of the debate, the cuteness of the debate yesterday took off. It treats everyone the same under the law. So that's the whole point, is no matter if you're LGBTQ or heterosexual, you are treated the same under the law. So there is no discrimination based on religion on behalf of the LGBT community. There's no extra rights. It's just everyone has the same rights. That's the type of rhetoric twisting we saw happening on the floor.
Some believe it would threaten the existence of women, prisoners, public school girls, locker rooms. You know, how can women remain protected under this act?
Yeah, again, you know, the debate was silly. It wasn't about whether or not you should be able to legally discriminate against someone who's gay or lesbian, bisexual or transgender. It became a guy might want to pretend he's a woman in order to win women's sports. it's a crazy made up fantasy notion that only, you know, could come out of a Q Republican Party. But it doesn't have any grounding in reality. So we tried to keep the debate to reality. Let's make sure that we treat everyone with respect and dignity. This isn't, you know, Iran or Somalia where you can be put to death for homosexual acts. This is the United States of America. Let's provide that opportunity and safety and protection to everyone.
Representative Pocan, thank you for joining us. And that was Mark Pocan, Democratic U.S. Representative from the 2nd Congressional District. Back after this news update.